Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Charity Stripe on the all-new Mightier 1090 AM SoCal Sports Talk.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws because they're free. I'm Joshua Fisher, along with Alexander Tassopoulos and the young gun from San Diego, Nicholas Kreider. If you don't like a DJ air horn sound effect, guess what? Nick, Alex, and I think that's cool, but just come and talk to us on our Instagram at the.charity.stripe or on Twitter at _charitystripe_. We're brought to you by a lot, but one thing we are brought to you by is betonline.ag. Go to betonline.ag today. NBA Finals, we're in the full swing of things. Toss last week told you guys to make the bet. I actually told you the series ago to make the bet that Chris Paul was going to be the finals MVP. Now it is minus money. It seems Chris Paul's to lose. First, let me ask you guys this before we get into the betting of the whole situation. Is it a D-Jack Hobbs lock it in that the Suns win this series?
Yes. I believe so.
Okay.
I think we've been talking about this for a long time. They're the team of destiny, it feels like. All the narratives are coming together. Chris Paul had a game one unlike anyone we've ever seen, except Michael Jordan, where he had 30-plus points and 8-plus assists in an NBA Finals opener. So, you know, he's minus 210 right now. I hope you took the bet a week ago. If you wanted to play around because you wanted to get fancy with the spices, maybe you look at Devin Booker plus 375. If you vehemently disagree and think that the Bucks are going to come roaring back and win this thing, Giannis is plus 325, so this would be the time to take him.
What's Middleton at? Does he have his thing up?
Yeah, he's plus 1,200.
Middleton's plus 1,200.
Yeah.
I would not take that.
I wouldn't either.
I don't think they're going to win either, so I think there's no point of mixing with the spices, playing around with the spices.
Oh, yeah. Nick. Nick's trying to keep it bland at the dinner table.
I think just a little salt and pepper, a little CP3 here, a little Devin Booker here.
Okay, ooh, Nick.
Suns are winning this one.
No DeAndre Ayton. We're out on that.
Who's plus 2,200? No, I just think that Chris Paul and Devin Booker have the ball in their hands almost every possession. Yeah. DeAndre Ayton does exactly what he needs to do. He mops up on the glass, he finishes lobs, and he is like 70% around, you know, within 10 feet of the hoop.
If hypothetically, let's say the Suns win this in like 6 or 7, they don't close it out in 4 or 5, like everyone's anticipating. They do this in 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
If they trade off bad games, Booker and Paul. Paul has a bad game, Booker's good. Booker has a bad game, Paul's good. But throughout the whole thing, DeAndre
Ayton, 20-10.
It was like 20-18. Could he then sneak it away? And it's pretty immaculate. Nick is like rolling his eyes. Schmagaggy.
I just don't think that Chris Paul is going to have a bad game.
Okay.
I think that he's got blood in his eyes, and I think that he's going to get it done. I mean, This is he's been waiting for his entire career, and he's there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to flub.
He's the point god.
He is the point
god. And I think if he flubs, like, and the Suns are winning the series, which, again, as we've both said, Nick and I, we both think the Suns are going to win. D, Jack Hobbs, lock it in.
Boom.
That if Chris Paul falters in one game, mm-hmm. even if Ayton has 17 and 12,
yeah.
Booker will have 40. You know, like, if they are winning that game, it's because Booker has some heroics and he's popping off like we've seen him do multiple times in the playoffs.
Yep. Now, anything, are we going to leave the line? It's 5.5, I believe, as it stands right now in favor of the Suns. Are we going to ride the Suns? Do we think they're going to blow them out again?
Five and a half
is a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
I would take it.
I got to be honest. I'm playing like, you know, you can't really tell where I'm going. I'm playing, you know, a lot of magic here. Like 7 different kinds of smoke. I would take it too. I think the Bucks are so, we've been saying it from the jump.
I think at the beginning, I just think the Suns, they know who they are offensively. They come down, they play their game. Chris Paul plays with on his terms and on no one else's. And with that specifically, the pace of the game. And they can speed it up and let Devin Booker hit him in the fast break. I just think they're hyper efficient on the offensive side of the ball. We saw it against the Clippers, right? Who are a really, really good offensive team. And they were able to beat them in even without Kawhi Leonard. They were a fantastic offensive team. And the Bucks just don't have it. I mean, Josh, you say this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We misclassify Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's a big man.
100%.
He's a big man through and through. He's really a center.
Yeah.
And he's been doing that a fantastic job of playing into that role throughout these playoffs.
He had like 20 and 17 himself.
Yeah, but when you get out-centered, when you're supposed to be two-time MVP and you get out-centered by the opposing team's third-best player, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
You're that's in a trouble. Great
point. And that's what happened with Jokic, too. Game one against the Nuggets.
Yeah.
He got out-centered by Ayton, and from there it was over.
Same thing with Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Even when he was healthy.
Yeah. I mean, Ayton has like proven himself as like a top 10 big man.
Yeah, we did a redraft of that draft class, and he is our third pick.
Yeah.
Where is he amongst centers in the NBA?
Definitely in the top 10 for me.
Yeah. Like,
but I mean, if he's out playing Anthony Davis, Jokic, and Giannis, does that make him in the top five?
He's not better than Jokic, right?
No, he's not better than an all-around player, but as a center.
I would rather have DeAndre Ayton on my team than Rudy Gobert.
I don't think that's a crazy take.
And Rudy Gobert was an all NBA player.
I think Bam Adebayo and Karl Anthony Towns. Where do we stand with DeAndre Ayton?
I think I would. I believe Bam Adebayo right now is
you have a crush more, on Bam Adebayo.
He's a more complete
admit
player
it to the people of San Diego and Los Angeles.
Yeah, but what Bam Adebayo doesn't have is the size that DeAndre Ayton has.
That's true.
DeAndre Ayton is a true 7-footer.
Yeah. Bam is not.
Maybe another inch. He might be 7'1". Bam is like 6'9".
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all this footage is coming out of the USA team preparing. And Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum look taller than Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, Bam's just big. Super athletic.
Tatum looks big. Oh, he looks like he put on some weight.
Yeah. Every time, dude. It's like ridiculous.
He does this thing with his shoulders where he like kind of pushes them forward.
He'll be a sick swimmer.
Yeah, he's got... Yeah.
I noticed that about him.
I love that he's rocking number 10 for Kobe, too.
That's crazy.
Very cool.
It's crazy to let him do that.
Before Booker gets to the team.
I know, right? What do you?
Maybe Booker will be 8 or 24.
Yeah. What do we think about Karl Anthony Towns? Is he better than Karl Anthony Towns? Could he be? I don't know. Karl Anthony, the whole Minnesota thing is so desolate.
It's tough to call. I would say Karl Anthony Towns is a better talent.
Yeah.
But Karl Anthony Towns, unfortunately, is not the third best player on his team. He's the best player on his team.
Which is not good.
No.
Which is not what you want. You don't want that to be your best
player. And he doesn't play defense, really.
At all. But yeah, Suns. Look, I think that if the Bucks had just a little... I mean, when Holiday's the third best guy on the team, and he's not playing well, it's over. Because again, I don't... You guys know him. I want to... How about this as a take? I think the Bucks are as deep as my brother. And you guys know that dude is shallow and as dumb as rocks.
Josh doesn't have a brother.
I was ready to set up a bit for the people on radio, and you guys just threw me under the bus like that.
Well, I didn't know what you want. I mean, I
thought we were going to roll with it.
I'm racking my brain for your sibling. You know, just think of how many siblings you have. You have two sisters, no brothers.
Two sisters, no brothers.
So that whole bit
is died in 10 seconds.
Hold up.
Tell me.
You told me that I was your brother.
Oh, Nick. That sounds like we have to have a talk later because you misinterpreted that conversation.
Wait, so I'm
classic
not
a, Charlie I'm McKinley.
Not movie. A groomsman at your wedding?
No, you're not a groomsman at my wedding. You just got to plan the bachelor party because you know Vegas. Okay, so in all seriousness, now Bucks are burnt toast. Do you think they get a game, gentlemen sweep?
Yeah, I think Suns in five.
Suns in five.
I'd like to see Suns in four just because of that dude.
That dude, how far is he going to take this thing?
He has about...
He met Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I know.
He met Jamal Murray at a club where there was a promotional event, like where he was the headliner, like personality.
And Jamal Murray came out to see him?
Yeah, they were like, come to this club, I don't know the name of the club, and hang out with Suns in four guy.
Yeah, and then Jamal Murray's girlfriend's like, hey, you want to be on the Instagram story? And he's like,
sheesh.
Well, speaking of girlfriends, I think the Suns in four guy's girlfriend is probably ecstatic.
Yeah.
All these perks that are being thrown at her boyfriend, who up until now has basically just been your run of the mill Suns fan.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a guy from the crowd that got into a fight. Like, he got into like shoveys with another dude. And next thing you know,
he held his own.
He held his own. Sure, he threw like a fat headlock, but now he's like sponsored.
Yeah.
He's like working sponsorships. I DM'd him from the Stripe. We have 28,000 followers on Instagram. Didn't even see it. Not even close. Didn't even check us out.
How many followers does he have now?
Like 50-something. He's like...
No, 70-something. 70. I checked
today. One of our boys, I mean, he has a bigger following on other platforms. We have another boy who has been working, honestly, for years, tirelessly, on his own personal platform, and he's got like 54. And I look to him, I'm like, wow, that'd be cool to get to 54 one day. And this Suns at five guy, or four guy, has blown past us.
Devin Booker sent him a signed jersey, and he posted a photo of it on Instagram. And someone commented and was like, oh, but like... It's not an NBA Hardwood Classics jersey.
Yeah.
Kind of lame. And I was like, okay. Devin Booker signed a jersey and sent it to him. I don't think we have to like...
Pick and choose.
Yeah. Like, what are we... We're kind of grasping at straws there.
People are so savage on the internet. Like, absolutely reckless abandon. What's he at now? Nick just pulled up his Instagram.
His name is also Nick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, McKellar. Nick McKellar. Yeah. He's at 78,800.
That's crazy.
And then there's a link to his eBay. In his bio, and it's just signed Nick McKellar Suns jerseys.
He's signing Steve Nash jerseys.
Yeah.
This guy's job has completely changed.
His life has changed.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Some people are made to be famous. He's like born to be famous.
And I was thinking about it, and if the Suns win like we think they're going to,
no.
He's gonna be God at this parade.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else.
What?
I thought you were saying this guy's gonna get a ring.
No, but he will be first class royalty.
He'll definitely
at this parade.
I think he'll also definitely get like lifetime season tickets.
What?
Right? It's one dude.
But you don't. No one goes to a game by themselves. You gotta at least throw him a pair.
Okay, that's what I mean.
I hope he gets a ring.
What's crazier, a ring or lifetime season?
A ring is way crazier.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. It's an NBA championship ring.
A ring is an
lifetime.
It's an exclusive thing, though. It's so exclusive.
Do you know how expensive to give someone like two, because they're giving him two lifetime season tickets is?
Well, they got to give him four if they're going to give him any amount.
Oh, that's very true, too.
Okay, well, how much is an NBA championship ring?
I don't know.
A 20,000?
More
than that? 70,000?
70K.
It's worth 70K?
It's worth more than me, for sure.
70K?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm worth about
Nick. I don't trust any of your like guesstimates anymore after you said that Rudy Gobert had a 9-foot wingspan.
Warrior one. Crescent pose. I've been doing hot yoga lately, and surprise, surprise, it's hot.
surprise, surprise, we're moving on to the next segment.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I'm about worth 70 smackaroos, but that's a different podcast. Cool. Next segment, not as funny, I guess.
Just saying.
Yeah.
On June 1st, hoopsaddict.com. Said that on average a ring can cost anywhere from $15,000 to $200,000.
Okay,
so I think it depends on like
so both of our
customizations into it too.
Yeah. It's gonna waver.
We were in the ballpark.
Yeah, take me out. Speaking of the ballpark, Sided Debate,
Sided.co.
Scott Kaplan, our boy. Shout out to him, absolute man, legend.
Sit in front row in the Padres game a couple nights ago.
As he should. We should go to a game with him.
Yeah,
Scott. He's probably going to say this. Have us out. Go to a game. Side of debate. Are we going to see Trevor Bauer again this season? Or is he done? On 7-day leave right now.
I'm going to go out on a whim here and say that he's done. I just saw on Twitter that Justin Turner, Kenley Jansen, Chris Taylor, Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, Albert Pujols, Dustin May have all unfollowed their teammate Trevor Bauer on Instagram. Now, I mean, obviously people read into things a lot, but they also canceled his bobblehead night the other night.
Yeah.
He obviously hasn't started since all these allegations came out. I'm willing to bet that he's done until this at least is settled in court, if anything happens.
Which I was doing some digging, and I think that there is a civil case and also a criminal case against him.
There's a criminal case against him.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yeah, it's sexual abuse, right?
Yeah. Let's start with the base.
That's not civil.
Yeah. Well, no, they could be. Sometimes it could just be a civil case where they just go for, you know, settlement.
I think the civil case is in regards to what's it called when you like, when Josh and I can't get in the same room with each other because
we don't like each other.
That, but also when it's
called not being boys. I don't know the exact
not being brothers.
Not being brothers. I mean, my
restraining
aunt,
order.
Restraining order. Oh yeah, I'm sure there's definitely a restraining order. So the situation.
For I got there.
Yeah, you got there. He.
They should change it to not being boys.
Yeah.
Restraining order.
Not being boys. He beat this girl to a pulp, which obviously, let's start there. Not okay. If there was any question where anybody stood, not okay there. There were messages where she insinuated that she enjoyed that kind of sexual behavior. Regardless, it's blatant that he had taken it too far.
Yes.
Yes. So, that being the case, I was having this debate over, not really much of a debate. I was pretty much telling somebody what I thought was going to happen over our 4th of July. Don't know why it escalated to this conversation on the 4th, but it did. And I think baseball is really going to come down on him, especially if photos are leaked. Because there are photos. If people see these photos, that's A1.
Game over.
Day one, game, it's over. Ray Rice is kind of in the clear. Video comes out, he's done. I think, I'll always say, I think if Ray Rice been at the top of his game, he may have had a shot at coming back, but he was already on the downs. Plus the video, what he did, obviously being horrible, puts him out of the game. And there's the photos that come out of Bauer. I mean, the Dodgers are going to have grounds to have an annulment on the contract this season. I think they'll be able to get out of this season's contract. So that's $30 million that he'll have to, or whatever has been paid to him thus far, that he'll have to give back to the Dodgers. Then they may be able to get out of the contract in general. It's only a 3-year deal, and he may be suspended for a year plus, minimum. I mean, people are talking about a lifetime ban. I don't know what does. We have to see what happens in federal court, right, first of all. If he goes to jail, then obviously bans are going to be superseded.
I think we've already determined ethically how we feel about his actions, but the court still has to determine legally what they dictate.
You can't. There is a line, and he has crossed it for sure. There's no doubt in my mind that this line has been crossed, regardless of messages exchanged. I do think baseball, from a multitude of reasons, from an ethical standpoint, obviously they're going to do what's right and what many people would seem fair, we hope, and suspend him. They also have to, I mean, I hate to just put it like this, but they also protect the female fans. You know, that's true. just from a PR standpoint, we'd be lying if, like, they cater a lot to moms in sports, or they're trying to, so their sons can play the sport. And if they don't come down on Bauer harshly, and it's and with a swift punishment and a just punishment of anything, then what does it say to your female fans, and what does it say to the future of your game? Because you're competing against the NBA, and you're competing against the NFL, and you're competing against every other effing sport for these top athletes. You have to do what's right, and that's from a PR standpoint.
Right.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Are we all in agreement that we're not going to see him again?
Yeah, I think we...
This season. I don't know what next season holds, but this season I think that we're in agreement that he's not playing this season. Big blow for the Dodgers, but at the same time, there's been a lot of stuff lately. Like, not just with that. Like, before he even got on the Dodgers, like, people were calling him racist. Like, obviously the whole spider tack thing unraveled a little bit in the sticky situation.
Yeah.
You know, where his numbers went down. He's gotten kind of in the forefront of a lot of scandals.
Well, right. I think I was talking to you about this, Toss. We were on the 4th of July, because this was being discussed separately, even maybe. I've had multiple conversations in this regard. People will now come to us for some reason about sports.
Wonder why.
He and, speaking of not being boys, he and Garrett Cole were the 1-2 at UCLA, not boys. From what I have seen of Garrett Cole, Gerrit Cole seems very mild-mannered, very about his business, may not be the coolest of the crew, mm-hmm. may not be down to throw back a few billies like old Trevor might be, but he does seem like a solid.
Sounds like it's for the better.
Yeah, it seemed like a solid, decent guy, and they are notoriously not boys.
Mm.
And I just think, Nick, you've been an anti-Bauer for as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
Maybe not as long as I've known you, but for as long as he's been with his antics in the media. Toss, prior to this, you were kind of like, from my understanding of it, you and I were maybe in a similar sense of like not loving it like Nick, but also in a sense of like, okay, at least I get what he's trying to do for the game. He's the only player that's kind of doing it.
I understood like his whole YouTube channel and stuff and breaking stuff down and making it cynical and stuff, but like with him getting pulled from the game and throwing the ball over center field wall, like stuff like that's just... it's ridiculous. Like, he's a child.
Yeah.
And I just don't love the way he carries himself. And did I want him on the Padres because he's an amazing pitcher? Of course I did. But I thought that the Dodgers wasted their money when they spent that much money on him for a shortened season Cy Young winner. It wasn't a fully proven Cy Young pitcher. And, I mean, it's turning out to be a terrible contract now. I mean, I guess if they can get their money back, then sure, that's fine. But at the end of the day, I've never really been a true fan of his. Gerrit Cole, on the other hand, seems like a great guy. His numbers have gone down since the Spire Attack thing. So, you know, we'll see if he can make a recovery. But there's another guy who's a pitcher in the MLB who hasn't pitched in a while but is a big personality that has beef with Trevor Bauer. Thor, Noah Syndergaard.
Does not like him.
Hates Bauer. They have constant beef on Twitter.
Really?
Constantly.
I think he was having a good year thus far. I think you have an excellent point, though, that it's a lot of money for a shortened year. And it's clearly that, I mean, obviously no one knows that it went to go to this degree, but the guy was not the easiest of guys to get along with. I didn't know Thor disliked him. I wonder if that played into him not going to the Mets.
Probably.
You know what? The Dodgers won the World Series and you go and join them. Like, what does it say about you? We go through this all the time. He's not Kevin Durant
Durant. Trolling all these teams, like, in the middle of free agency, like, wearing Mets hats, wearing Giants hats, wearing Angels and Padres hats.
Giants,
like,
would have been an interesting pick.
Yeah, but it's just, like, what's the point of trolling fan bases? You know, these guys really, like, fans really just care about their team and they want to see their team succeed, right? And, like, they want you that bad as a player. Like, that says something about you. But why go ahead and be a villain for no reason and troll people?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Well, wishing, obviously, whoever he abused, I was also searching for a word there, the best. You hate to see this. We will be right back with more, with some lighthearted stuff. After some messages, we're the Charity Stripe. We're back. It's the Charity Stripe once more. I'm Joshua Fisher, along with Alexander Desopoulos and Nicholas Kreider. You can find us on Instagram at the.charity.stripe or on Twitter at _charitystripe_. Shakari Richardson, sprinter, track star for the U.S. or formerly of the U.S. Olympic team, will not be going to Tokyo. The U.S. did not put her on the relay team, solidifying the fact that she will not be competing in the Olympics because she got a little high. There was marijuana in her blood test, or was it a urine test? One of the two. Either way, a test she received, there was marijuana inside her system. And because of that, she will no longer be going to Tokyo. Her dreams dashed. And I think everyone has collectively said this is absolute Shanghai city.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean,
it's a complete disaster.
The Olympics, I think, gave her a suspension, I think, and it was like, all right, you can't – I guess she wasn't able to compete in the 100-meter dash or something, but she could have been able to compete in the relay.
Yeah.
Therefore, the U.S. had to put on the team, but the U.S. decided not to put on the team, and that's on the team. That's not on the Olympics. I mean, obviously the Olympics have their rules and regulations. It's a world thing. It's not a country thing like the United States.
Yeah.
So it reflects on us as a country. Which is stupid. 19 states in the United States have legalized marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're telling me that just because she smoked a little weed, something that millions of people do legally, can't compete for her country. And she's one of the best sprinters in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know more people that smoke weed than don't, or have at least smoked weed than don't. Heck, my father had a marijuana company for a while. So, I mean,
a legal one.
A legal one. It used to be illegal, though. Hey, and then.
Yeah, she's also a Bayou Bengal. She's an LSU Tiger,
so
which
you are biased
near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy because if you're looking at it, baseball, right, is the big sport where we always talk about PEDs. We talk about the steroid era.
Boom.
Those things make you better.
Adderall.
They make you better. They make you grow bigger muscles. They make you hit the ball further. Like there's a direct correlation to taking steroids and performing better in baseball.
Yeah.
Anyone who smoked weed,
oh my God,
or knows what weed does,
yeah,
knows that this isn't something that's helped her. Maybe managed pain, but like if you're smoking and you're an athlete and you're using it to manage pain, you're not doing it while you're performing, because that's what the drug does. It slows things down. She's a sprinter. She's supposed to go fast.
The weed is the opposite of speed.
So is that even relevant? Like, we just
that's
need
what
to
people have come out and said.
We just
people
have to like make an evaluation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Biden came out and said, like, the rules are the rules.
Joe Biden, what a stiff of a player that is.
Yeah.
Not to get too political.
Well, I understand, like, there's some optics to consider, right? Because it's the Olympics and it's an international competition. And I imagine that's why they decided to leave her off of the team.
They're trying to play like nice and
get it. I get it. I understand the rationale. It's just wrong.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just stupid.
I mean, like, everybody gets high. Are you going to tell me Biden, who was the VP for Obama, is not chiefing in the White House?
What would San Diego native Bill Walton say? That's all I got to say.
How about this?
Start talking about solar panels.
Cowboy sure. Neil at the wheel. Yeah.
If Michael Phelps got popped, are they suspending him?
He for sure tested positive. Not for sure, but I'm confident.
I'm sure he has.
The guy has a bong.
Michael Phelps, though.
The guy's a bong as big
outwardly
as my leg.
Outwardly an advocate for medicinal marijuana use.
Yeah.
And marijuana being something that is really crucial in helping him deal with his depression and anxiety.
Yes. Right. Which we had discussed.
Something that we've discussed at length with multiple individuals on our podcast.
Missy Franklin.
The Charity Stripe. Check us out on all podcast platforms.
It's great. Good plug.
Thank you.
Missy Franklin, we discussed it with Joseph Schooling. Shout out to them. The
Not weed. Anxiety and depression.
Which because it could be
it's
a lonely
sport. Yeah.
So could sprinting.
So are all sports. Any sport where someone is a premier competitor,
right,
there's a ton of pressure.
Yeah.
And that has been a proven tool by doctors that helps.
A ton of pressure, but also a ton of physical pain, too.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to heal yourself or at least feel better that night or the morning after can help an athlete.
And that's at the max.
For recovery.
Yeah. Like, what? You know but what?
Also, at the same time, she's 21 years old.
And like,
she's
what
a kid.
Yeah, what if Knocked Up was on? You're not going to watch that sober. You're not going to watch 21 Jump Street.
Right,
you're not gonna watch any Judd Apatow film sober.
Yeah, what are you gonna watch? Superbad, not hit the J, not hit the pipe,
Sasha's Party comes on HBO.
I'm gonna be sober for that one. No, you're gonna smoke a bowl.
Try it. It's not great if you're sober.
Not at all. Not a good movie. Sober.
No, that's good.
And you like Sausage Party?
Yeah, I loved it.
The ending was ridiculous.
Seth Rogen, come on our podcast.
I think your fellow Nick brother steals the show in that movie.
Nick Kroll.
Yeah,
I love Nick Kroll.
Yeah, the other NK.
The other NK. There you go.
Third Nick
shout out
mentioned.
Big Mouth.
Yeah, shout out Big Mouth.
Shout out Big Mouth.
Shout out not to the Olympic team. They absolutely Q Jenkins this whole thing and blew it.
Yeah, they really did.
And I feel bad for her because you know what?
She'll get another shot. I mean,
but
she'll
be 25.
But she'll be 25, correct.
She'll be 25. That's not 20. There's going to be another 21-year-old that comes along.
You know how many states? How many did you say? 19?
I think 19, yeah.
How many more states when she turns 25 are going to
have
marijuana legalized?
All of them.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know about all of them, but.
Maybe not the Dakotas.
Maybe not Texas.
I think there's a few states that'll never change.
You don't think Texas will ever have legalized marijuana? Everyone gets high in Texas. We all went to the University of Texas. Heck, I was high in college more than I wasn't. Facts.
Wow. Good for you.
Point being, she got, what do you say, you were rookshanked?
Rookshanked, shanghaied.
Q Jenkins,
which we can't fully divulge on the radio, that full phrase, but you guys can get the gist. Yeah, it's absolutely bamboozled.
Yeah, she's been hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked. That's what I really wanted. That's a good one. Yeah, hoodwinked. But yeah, terrible, terrible decisions made by the U.S. Olympic team. Sorry to Sha'Carri Richardson. Hope, you know what? I hope she starts living her best life, though, and gets some serious sponsors.
Look, she's gotten a lot of publicity from this entire thing. Mm-hmm. I think that it might come out, you know, like it's going to come, she's going to go better out from this thing because she's got more followers now on Twitter. She's got more followers on Instagram. She's a bigger personality now. She's probably going to get some deals with companies want to work with her. She might get a podcast. She might get a TV show. You never know. I mean, things can happen from these situations.
She does have 2.1 million followers on the gram.
Yeah, and I'm sure as of maybe a month ago, she probably had less than a million.
Yeah, probably for sure, I would say.
If I were the CMO, the chief marketing officer of the company MedMen, which anyone in California knows MedMen,
I would pick up the phone.
Yeah, call her.
Give her a ring. Get her on there.
She'd be an excellent brand ambassador.
Yeah, the A1, just shove it in their face at this point. But we hope she runs again in the next Olympics. Godspeed to her. Baseball All-Star Game. Nick, were you disgruntled because you were like up in arms about the whole Cronenworth situation? He, along with Frazier and Albies, you were poo-pooing. Who Albies turns it on towards the end of the All-Star.
Yeah, voting. I mean, he deserved to make it.
He deserves to make
it. And Cronenworth also deserved to make it.
Yes, Cronenworth also 100% deserves to make it. Darvish gets in.
Yep.
Melanson gets in.
For Padres.
For entities, obviously.
Yep.
You're a little salty about which Padre?
Machado, just because of the fact that he is outplaying Eduardo Escobar. Mm-hmm. And Eduardo Escobar is the only representative for the Diamondbacks. And I think that's a stupid rule that every single team has to have a representative in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. The Diamondbacks are a terrible, terrible, terrible team this year.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they deserve to have one player inside that game. Now, with that being said, it took away from a spot for Manny Machado, who is outplaying him. Defensively and offensively, Machado's hot right now. I mean, he's hitting over 270 with 15 home runs and almost 60 RBIs, 58 RBIs, and you're telling me that Eduardo Escobar has to make it over him, who's hitting 250.
Well, I think this kind of feels like a similar theme of this entire show, is that I understand why that's the rule, right? Because they think that they'll get the most eyeballs if they have a representative from every single team. Now, as someone like me who's more of a casual baseball fan, I don't care. I just want to see the best players in the game. I know who Manny Machado is. I don't know who Escobar is, unfortunately.
I also think that most baseball fans don't care in general. I think the only people that care is Diamondback fans. They're like, oh, we got one. You know, like, if your team sucks and you have that one player, you have that one champion for you, that's when you actually care.
Do you guys care about the All-Star game itself?
Yeah, I watch it.
I think it's cool. I enjoy it. I care about who makes it more than the game itself. For sure. That I will say. But I do think the fact that I don't think the Diamondbacks have been so bad, they don't deserve anybody.
Exactly. There's no reason why you should have it, right?
And yeah.
To your point, right, you get more eyes on, more players want to, you know, be on the team. It gets more fans engaged. But at the same time, if you have the best players of the best on there, you're still going to get the eyes on that game. You know what I mean? The superstars.
Some of these guys, Machado will get another shot, but some of these guys may not get another shot. And you know what? I'm talking about in the AL, Gregory Soto, the reliever who makes it for the Tigers. Like, what?
Yeah, who cares?
Like, are you kidding me? Right. Like Chris Bassitt, who's on one of the hottest teams, the A's, a pitcher who may never get a shot. It's not like, okay, Scherzer misses, but Scherzer's always been great. Scherzer's going to the Hall of Fame. Machado's going to be a Hall of Fame player at this pace.
I even think it's ridiculous that Mookie Betts got it, and he's not having a great season. Defensively, he plays well. He's got some games here and there where he shows out, but the All-Star game is about guys who have been performing well for the first half of the season, right?
Yeah.
But that being said, I also think that there needs to be more of a priority of people understanding, I guess, like a first team MLB or something. Like it went in effect last year because there was no All-Star team. It was the all MLB team, right?
Yeah.
And Machado and Tatis both got that. But that being said, I think that they should continue to do that because that hasn't been done before, right? They get Silver Sluggers out. They give MVPs out. They give awards out. But I want to see like what the NFL does at the end of the season is when the Pro Bowl is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
NBA does it too.
Well, NBA, this first team, they have the All-Star game, right? It's about votes, and usually those guys are the superstars. But at the end of the season is when you give the first team, second team, third team out. Like, I think that still needs to happen in MLB because you play more games in the second half of the season than you do in the first half.
Yeah. I think I would like a first team. They did all NBA team. I think they did it in 2019. they start it then. I feel I would, regardless, and all NBA, all MLB team, first team, second team, and third team, well deserved. Machado would probably have a good chance to at least get that in the second half. Because once you know it, you could have an amazing first half, but you could falter in the second half, or you could have an amazing second half. There's no real reward for that second half push. And it's unfortunate Machado didn't make it. Got Mad Max is having a sick year. DeGrom is not pitching in the All-Star game. He wants to go to Taiwan Walker. It may not. Could end up going to Bueller. Could go to Musgrove. Could go to Mad Max.
I think it should go to Bueller.
I mean, Bueller's been electric.
He's been great.
He's been absolutely lights out.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I don't, to me, the All-Star game itself is not the most enticing thing about all MLB. It's the home run derby. Just like I would say, and I feel like in NBA, it's been swaying in the direction of the game most recently because they changed the format. Yeah. And it's actually working really well. And the dunk contest has, because the prime guys don't want to compete in it.
Right.
It suffers dunk because of that. And I think, like, I don't blame guys like Tatis not wanting to be in the home run derby or Bauer not wanting to pitch in the All-Star game. Because especially in a sport like baseball, you play so many games. Durability is super important. But I also want to watch him. I want to watch DeGrom pitch if there's an All-Star game.
Right. He's not pitching because he wants to stay healthy.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is MLB's changed the structure of how the All-Star weekend has really been. Or it's not really on the weekend anymore. It's during the week now.
Yeah.
But what it is it used to be worth something, right? If the American League won, then they would get home field advantage in the World Series. If the National League won, then they would get home field advantage.
And I love that.
I liked it too because it gave guys, I mean, it gave you a reason to root for one of the leagues. And
yeah,
obviously, you know, most of the guys on these teams aren't going to make the World Series, but it still gives there a little bit of an added pressure to it, right? Like, there's a reason why
playing for it. It's a bit ludicrous.
It's crazy. I love it.
It is. It's cool. But I think it's cool.
Super high stakes.
It makes the game very high stakes.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, with them, they've changed the home run derby a little bit with just like the structure of how it's a timer now. It's not outs. It used to be 10 outs. Now they're on timer, which is great. I think that's awesome.
Cool with it.
The first time I did that was when Giancarlo went off in San Diego. That was so cool. It was electric. But also, they're doing something new this year.
Yeah.
They're bringing the MLB draft on the same week as All-Star Week, which is, it's usually in June. And now they're doing it, they're making kind of a big event where it's like, okay, like, we want to bring more eyes to the MLB draft. No one cares, right? Like, there's guys who are going first round who are making millions of dollars who are the top prospects in all of baseball that no one's even heard of. Like,
yeah, it's smart because it's such a big platform. It's such a big part of the other two major sports in the NBA and the NFL.
It's a massive part. And you know what? People talk about, oh, it's so hard to hit in baseball because there's that whole gap period of being in the minors. But it's just as hard to hit in the NFL and just as hard to hit. People flop in the NFL and NBA all the time.
Yeah. So often.
So often. And honestly, teams are getting better and better at drafting in baseball. And there's a lot of good guys in this upcoming draft. I know my Sox have a high pick. Tossier Rangers have a high pick. I'm hoping for one of these Vandy boys. And I'm excited that they're going to put it at the forefront.
Yeah.
We have the home run derby, though. The field is set. Here are the matchups. I'm going to break it down real quick. All right? Round one, you got Ohtani. You got Soto. Nick, who do you got?
Ohtani.
Toss.
I think Soto's going to take that one.
Ooh, I'm a tiebreaker right here. I'm going to ride Ohtani just because I've honestly fallen in love with him. I was a hater about the pitching. Still not completely sold.
I think it's just a really tough 1-8 matchup for him.
That is a tough 1-8 matchup. Soto is a dangerous boy. Then the bottom of that, you got Alonso, you got Perez. Salvador Perez, the Royals catcher, who Nick, pre-getting on air, was a little salty that he was one of the
reps. I'm not salty that he's in there. I mean, I don't really care, honestly. But, like, he's an old catcher.
Yeah, it's like broken goldfish at the bottom of the bag. I mean, come on.
Okay, that's a cool
idea. Pete Alonso's the reigning champ, though. I think Alonso's got that.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Alonso, for sure.
We're going polar bear versus Ohtani in the left side. Top right, we got Toss's boy Gallo versus Nick, one of your kind of favorite players. You love Trevor Story a lot.
I like Trevor Story. I wouldn't say he's my favorite player.
Well, he's one of the guys, like a non-Padre, that you really enjoy.
I like him because he's on my fantasy team and because one of my boys on Texas football grew up with him.
Oh, nice.
Alex De La Torre went to high school with
him. Wait, so he's
out to his family.
Hometown player, though.
Player. That's always cool to see a hometown guy.
Always root for the hometown guy.
I think Gallo's got that. Future Padre, Joey Gallo.
Ooh, wow. You know what? The Rangers are going to trade him. And are they going to trade Gibson, who could probably win the Cy Young? Or are they going to keep Gibson so he could probably win the Cy Young for the AL?
Rangers, sneaky, not sneaky terrible team, but sneaky that they got three All-Stars?
Yeah. Gallo, Garcia, and Gibson. They stink.
I will say that I don't think you keep a player on your team just so he can win the Cy Young. If he's going to win the Cy Young and you suck, you need to trade him.
Yeah, for sure. The Mets didn't do it with R.A. Dickey, but that was maybe not. They did it after the season, actually.
I think they need to do it now. ASAP, while his value is high.
Yeah. Gallo, I'm with that.
Gallo, same.
Olsen versus Mancini.
So I want to say Mancini just because I think it's a cool story. Cancer survivor. And he does bomb. And I think that people are going to – I think that, like, the electricity in like, the stadium is going to really fuel him to kind of get this one done.
Okay. You're going to go Mancini toss?
No,
gonna,
I'm not.
You're going to go against cancer?
No, I want all these guys to perform. I think – I hope they give that story some coverage while he's swinging the bat.
Yeah.
Because it's a fantastic tale of perseverance, but I do think that Matt Olson will persevere in this matchup and will win. I think he's a little bit slept on, and I think
he is slept on. He's slept on even just as a player in general. He's having an MVP caliber season. He won't win the MVP at Vlad Otani, but I think this could be a good place to get. Hopefully they highlight him here. He's the best player in the A's. I'm gonna ride with Nick because I want Mancini to win, but I think this is an interesting matchup. I hope they do right by both these guys. Mancini's also another trade candidate.
I think guys like Gallo and Mancini who are saying are trade candidates, and Olson, like, have a real opportunity to kind of, like, jump some guys here in just, like, how the league views them.
I want to say as well that Mancini's a righty and Olson's a lefty, right?
Yeah.
And it's easier to hit right-handed in Colorado. I mean, I said the reverse with Joey Gallo, but Joey Gallo bombs.
Yeah.
But Mancini will have an easier time hitting against the left field wall than Olson on the left.
That's true.
And that's,
that right field wall is kind of big.
It's played a part in derbies in past.
Yes. Right. It's true. All right. So it looks like in our bracket, we have Mancini at the bottom. We have Gallo at the top right. That's the right side. Alonso, Otani. Let's start with Gallo versus Mancini. Nick?
I'm going to keep riding Mancini.
Toss.
Well, I got to go with my boy.
I'm going Gallo here. I think the fun stops there. So I got Gallo in the finals. Otani
versus... Or Roxana's boy, I guess.
Oh, my God. Otani versus the polar bear.
I'm going to say Otani just because I think that this year is all about Otani.
Okay.
It's his year. I think he's going to win this all.
Okay. Nick, has already got Otani, D-Jack Hobbs?
Yeah, I'm slinging Alonso. He's been there. He's done that. He bombs. I just like, but I'm down to watch Shohei just take it all. I really am. Like,
so what's, I'm going to say.
Is he going to be the next MLB The Show cover athlete, you think?
No, mate. If he he has to do it the rest of the year, but if he keeps this up, yeah, he's going to win the MVP. He's going to beat Vlad Guerrero Jr. in an MVP year where we're at the All-Star break and Vlad's hitting like 340, has 70 something RBIs and 27 home runs.
It's ridiculous.
I think Vlad could easily be the cover as well.
Yeah. My roommates actually went to the Sox Angels game on Monday.
Oh, they saw him.
And they got an Otani pillow.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really awesome. Home.
So I think Otani Gallo.
Yeah, foolish of me. Sleep on him. Otani's moving on to the next round.
Otani Gallo. So I think we're going to ride Otani to win this thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think the one seed.
I think Gallo is a sneaky pick, though, on that other side of the bracket. He's been mashing lately. I like that.
He has. Yeah. I think he's got like 10 home runs in 10 games.
I'm excited. And the Coors Humidor off, so derby balls are going to fly. We're going to see. Home run derby is like my favorite all-star event. I love the three-point shootout.
Yeah, three-point contest is cool.
Is it crazy that I like the skills contest more than I like the dunk contest?
It's not crazy anymore. It used to be crazy. But
I really wish they still did the... They used to do the WNBA player, the NBA player.
Oh, the shoot-off?
And the NBA vet, where they would do, like, former NBA player, and they would, like, pair him up by city.
A half-court shot.
It was really fun.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. All right, well.
Wish they did something like that.
Yeah, we'll try to get it in the works. We're the Charity Stripe guys. Thanks for checking us out. We'll make a call or two. Follow our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Follow us on Instagram at the.charity.stripe, on Twitter at _charitystripe_. I'm Joshua Fisher. You heard Alexander Desopoulos and San Diego's own Nicholas Kreider hit your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free.
Because they're free. We out you. We love ya.
Thank you for joining us. Please catch the Charity Stripe every Thursday at 6 p.m. on the Mightier 1090 AM SoCal Sports Talk.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.